This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something like
that. Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, head open three for the tie. Good! Wiley head knocks down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-Boy, we're rolling here in Salina!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who has been anxious all morning long, all of the early afternoon, the first 37 minutes of the afternoon, because that auction's been going on, and Steve has had his finger on the dial. He has been picking up all sorts of gift certificates. He's been chowing down on some Pizza Hut here at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Do you like auction week?
I like the free food that
you
we get.
You do like the free stuff.
Yeah.
Now, for those of
complimentary
you
complimentary
is the word. Yeah. Yeah. Free advertising. Let's just call it a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, for those of you that don't know, pretty much everybody here does at least a little something with the auction. Whether it is Mark and Misty Ray on the air, or maybe Jen's in here, or dealing with cutting out the coupons and the gift certificates for everybody, or me cutting some of the liners and
me eating
and being able to give out some of the things. The only thing that Steve does with the auction is eat the food.
I tell people about the auction, though.
Who'd you tell?
Friends.
You tell Coach Kinnaman, say, hey, yeah, the auction's going on right
now.
I
did tell him.
And he probably said, I'm not buying anything.
I did tell him. Yes, I did.
He's just expecting you to pick up the tab when you go to Kanaki's or Crable's or any of the other places.
I am sure.
So you didn't bid on anything this morning?
No.
Now, we're sort of encouraged to not bid.
Right.
Unless things are looking really rough.
Yeah. But we've got a few more days to go.
But you resisted. Oh, yeah. We got three more days to go, and this will be an exciting auction. I think things went pretty well earlier this
morning.
Phones
were ringing once they
got. Now, the weirdest part about today is I rolled up to the station and all the phones were not working.
Right.
It was like somebody went out back, found the phone line, took a pair of scissors, and snipped it.
Right.
I mean, no dial tone, no nothing.
Right.
And so everybody here is in a panic going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do for the auction? Because, well, we kind of need those phone lines to work.
Kind of do.
And the other thing is somebody was probably trying to call us and say, hey, the phone lines aren't working.
Right.
But that doesn't really quite work either. So it was a weird morning, but at about, what, 9:15, 9:10?
9:20.
Everything started going again. We were able to get Swap Shop up on the air.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Swap Shop's the one.
Tammy was rolling today.
If we don't get Swap Shop going on time,
woo!
We hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Banging on the windows.
And they'll say, hey, come on, people, get it going. I need to know.
We don't want people banging on the windows.
I need to know where that garage sale is. I need to know who's got a wheelbarrow for
sale.
There
you go.
So, luckily things have picked back up. We're almost back to normal. This is probably about the time that I expect us to go on the air almost every day this week. Just with the auction usually running about 15 to 10 minutes into the noon hour, then getting through the noon news block. And then here we are now at 12:40. We've burned about 4 minutes. So expect right around this time. But it's a good week nonetheless. It will be a short week, and it feels like a short week for me, Steve, since I'll be hitting the road on late Thursday night.
Okay.
Then hitting the runway on Friday afternoon.
There you go.
Viva.
Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
There you go. That's a quick trip, though.
That's the way you got to do it, though, Steve. When I was in college, I wrote a newspaper column talking about the best way to execute a Las Vegas trip. And the big thesis that I had in it, you can't stay for more than 3 nights.
Yeah.
You're there for more than three nights. Number one, you've probably lost a lot of money.
You're just going to be there two nights, right?
Just two nights.
Okay.
If you stay for three nights, you will be dragging by the end of it. And the good thing is on our way there, we pick up 2 hours.
There you go.
And so that first night, we're landing. We're taking off from Kansas City at 3 o'clock and getting to Vegas at 4.
There you go.
And so that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Then you think of the next day. You go to sleep. I'm going to be courteous here and say we're going to fall asleep at 3 a.m., probably closer to 5.
The city that never sleeps, though.
You feel like you sleep in. You feel well rested. You wake up in the Vegas hotel room with the sheets pitch black. You turn over, look at your clock. You feel like it's 11:30.
The sheets were pitch black?
Well, the curtains. Sheets.
You
well,
said
they,
sheets.
They might be black, too. You turn over. It feels like 11:30. You look at your watch, and it's like 9:30 a.m. And that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, because you know you can sleep a couple more hours.
You can just sleep it up. You go hang out at the pool. Now, Vegas is going to be in a little bit of a cold spell while I'm there.
Really?
What, you want to take a guess at the temperature?
105?
It'll be 105 on Saturday, 101 on Friday.
Okay.
It's
dry
been
heat.
About 115 there
dry
for the last
heat,
2 weeks.
Dry heat.
Oh, yeah, it's the good heat.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell the guys I'm going with, look, it's not going to be all that hot. We're going to feel good. So we're back to normal. Friday, we won't have a show. We did best of last week. Friday, we won't have a show. After that, we will be back to normal programming for pretty much the next 3 weeks.
Right.
Then Steve's going to take a little hiatus, go play Whistling Straits.
Wisconsin.
Get a little golf in.
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't do that enough. We'll do that. And then when we get to August,
it's full speed ahead.
Oh, boy. As my guy Chad Morris, Arkansas football coach, would say, pop it in the left lane, put the pedal to the metal.
There you go.
Full throttle.
There you go.
So we'll do that then. Steve, because we're a little short on time today, did you see that the Thailand soccer team, they're all safe?
Thank God.
All 12 of them out safe. We got the coach out safe.
That's a wonderful story that they all got out.
Whew. I think they were in there for 18 days.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And they said they're all feeling pretty good.
And that's
healthy.
That's amazing. They're going to be heroes in their country now.
They're going to go back to their hometown, and everybody's going to go to all their 12-year-old.
And I did see a story, though, some of the teachers in schools there, they said don't ask them about it because it's a traumatic experience. So they're better off just not talking a lot about it. So I know I'd be chattering away. I'd be saying,
I think it is kind of a traumatic experience, but a weird one.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not like they were trying to fight off saber-toothed tigers in that den.
I just thank the good Lord.
They just kind of sat there.
Yeah.
It would be like if you got locked in your house and couldn't get out for like 3 weeks. You'd come out and be like, man, I got to talk to somebody. I got to write something. I got to watch TV. I got to do something.
I'd have to get going.
All right, Steve, let's take our first break. I want to talk a little bit about the All-Star game today just because all of the official rosters are out. They are working on the final vote candidates in both the American and National League. Let's run through that roster and just talk about it because it's been a weird year for picks, and we can talk about that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
We're back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. All sorts of madness happening here at the
craziness.
Station.
Craziness. Casey just walked in.
Sometimes we say technical difficulties, but I was the technical
operator
difficulty.
Malfunction.
So we had some interesting programming, and so normally the commercials are in there for me, but it's been a weird week, and so I had to try and find new numbers, and I threw in the wrong number, and so I left out our guys over at Great Plains Federal Credit Union. We're gonna get them back in here in
there
a minute.
There you go. All right.
But I had to give them a shout out because we're all over the place. But glad to be back. Glad to be on the air today, Steve. Before we talk about the All-Star game I wanted to give you a little breaking news.
Oh.
So, have you been keeping up with the NBA Summer League?
Yes.
Have you been following the play of Sviatoslav Mikhailiuk, the former Jayhawk?
He had one real good game, I know.
Well, he was taken number 47 overall in the draft. And now, the Lakers and Svi Mikhailiuk are finalizing a 3-year, $4.6 million rookie deal.
Good for Z.
So he's going to sign a contract after this.
Yeah.
Very good for him.
Yeah.
He has played really well. And there was an awesome video of him playing full court defense and then getting a steal going down to the other end. And everybody was joking around and saying, why did Bill Self not just play full court defense with Svi all year?
Well, he's normally not that good defensively. But obviously he's picked up. I did see Landry Shamet, the Wichita State Shocker, sprain an ankle. He's done for Summer League. So they said they're going to evaluate him in about 3 or 4 weeks, I believe it is. So he must be a pretty bad sprain.
All right, Steve. Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up on Tuesday in Washington, D.C. First off, before we dive into the rosters a little bit, do you think the All-Star Game is that important anymore? Is that something that you want to watch?
No.
Why not?
There's nothing on the. It's an exhibition now. There's nothing on the line. They don't. I don't think the home field advantage matters anymore. Am I following
you're
that
correct?
Correct? Yeah. So, but I will say it's the best of the All-Star Games. The NBA, it's a joke. All it is just guys dunking and guys letting them dunk. Football, nobody hits anybody. At least baseball, you've got to, you know, put out a full effort. So I do like it from that sense.
Yeah, but what about the guys that are talking to ESPN during the game from the outfield?
Yeah,
you think that's real competitive?
No, but at least the guys, when the pitcher's pitching and the batter's batting, they're 100% locked in.
Okay, I agree with that. So the All-Star Game starters, not a ton of problems with these. I don't see anything in here that I think is too weird. And those are voted on by the fans. Do you see anything you think is weird as you're chewing on ice over there?
Yeah.
And the world can hear?
Can the world hear me chewing
yeah,
on
ice? It's okay. Real loud.
Okay. All right. I didn't. I was actually.
He's chewing on gravel over there.
Yeah. I would say, to me, this is about the most unknown bunch of players I can remember. I mean, how many people really follow Jose Abreu from the White Sox? Wilson Ramos from Tampa Bay. Jose Ramirez, who's a very good player, just ask Royals fans. But, you know, outside of Cleveland and Kansas City, I don't think that many people know who he is. Now, Machado, Betts, Trout, Judge, J.D. Martinez, they are all well-known players. Then in the National League, Wilson Contreras, I mean, Yachty's been the guy forever and ever.
Okay, get off your Yachty horse.
Freddie Freeman's been a good player on a bad team for a long time. The Braves are finally good. Javier Baez, a really good second baseman. Nolan Arenado, probably the best player.
Man, he's good.
That nobody knows about. Brandon Crawford at the Giants, he's known for his long hair. Nick Markakis plays for the Braves, who
bounced around a lot.
The Orioles just gave him away. Matt Kemp, he's bounced around. Bryce Harper, probably the most well-known name in the game. He's hitting about .210 right now. Now, he's hit a bunch of homers, but that's about the only hits he gets is home runs. And then I look at the reserves. Salvi, what's he down to? About
211.
211. He's under that now. Mitch Moreland, journeyman. Gleyber Torres, a rookie for the Yankees. Alex Bregman was a high draft pick for the Astros. Francisco Lindor may be the best player in baseball this year. Michael Brantley, reserve outfielder. He's been hurt. Shin-Soo Chu, mercy pick, the only Ranger I think picked. Mitch Haniger, Mariners, never even heard of him. George Springer, a very good player for the Astros. Nelson Cruz, the Mariners, good player for a long time. And then you look at the National League, like I say, Yachty. He replaced Buster Posey. JT Realmuto, that made the pistol happy. He was all excited
Marlins.
About that. Yeah. Paul Goldschmidt, very good first baseman. Hit like 130, I think it was, in April. Joey Votto, walks all the time. Ozzie Albies for the Braves, good rookie. Scooter Jeanette, best known for hitting 4 home runs against my Cardinals in a game. Other than that, you probably never heard of him. Eugenio Suarez from the Reds, never heard of him. Trevor Story, 1 year. He started off, hit like 13 homers in like the first 25 games. Played in Colorado, though. Charlie Blackmon for the Rockies, known for his hair. Lorenzo Cain, former Royal, now with the Brewers, made the All-Star team. And Christian Yelich, former Marlin, also made it. So there's
a great offseason for the Brewers.
Yeah, two. Obviously, two guys that they picked up. So that's your roster there. Then you look
before
at
we get into pitchers. Let's take our final break.
Okay.
I'll cut you off.
All right.
We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Or for those of you listening in the future on podcasts, hey, from the future, from the past.
There you go. How many are we up to?
I think this is like 183.
Woo, getting up there.
We're getting up there.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, we were talking before about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game rosters. We dove through a lot of the position players. Let me hear your thoughts on some of the pitchers.
Well, look at the pitchers on the American League. Again, some guys, Blake Treinen.
Now, you want me to hear? You want to hear the story about Blake Treinen?
He's from Baker.
So he's from Osage City. You know where Osage City is?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, sort of in the middle of Kansas, a little south of Topeka, sort of out in the middle of nowhere. It's like a 2 or 3A high school. Went to Osage City High School. Went to Baker in 2007. Same place that I went.
There you go.
Played JV at Baker.
Wow.
In 2008, left Baker, went to Arkansas to be a student. In 2009, he decided, well, I think I'm going to go to South Dakota State and try to play baseball again. Made the team, got drafted, then had his draft offer pulled back because he had some shoulder problems. 2010, gets drafted again, this time by the A's, and makes it all the way up to make his major league debut with the Nationals in 2014. Now he's back on the A's.
And
he's an all-star. Can you imagine about as weird of a story and improbable it is to leave Baker on the JV team in 2007 and end up an all-star?
That's pretty impressive. that's pretty amazing. He's got an ERA like under one, I think.
He's been really good.
He's been
really hard.
Yeah, and you look at the other pitchers. Bauer from the Indians, Berrios from the Twins, Aroldis Chapman from the Yankees.
He throws kind of hard.
Garrett Cole from the Astros. Edwin Diaz throws almost 100 for the Mariners. J.A. Happ for the Blue Jays.
J.Happ, whatever.
He's rumored to be getting traded. Joe Jimenez of the Tigers, never heard of him. Craig Kimbrell, the Red Sox. Corey Kluber, the Indians, who's a Royals killer. Chris Sale, the Red Sox. Severino, who will probably be the starter if it's his time to pitch from the Yankees. He's like 14-2. Blake Treinen and then Justin Verlander. You look at the National League.
All right, Steve, we're almost out of time.
Okay.
We'll talk about...
A bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, but I'll give you that. So tomorrow, I want to talk about the All-Star Game a little bit more in depth and kind of what it meant in the past compared to what it means now, because it's just a different game now with everybody having TV and being able to watch these guys all the time.
It's not like the days when the outfield was Willie Mays, Roberto Clemente, and Hank Aaron.
It's a little different.
A little better outfield back then.
So we'll do that tomorrow. I want to talk a little bit about the final vote candidates because we'll know probably, I think the voting ends at like 3 o'clock tomorrow.
And the catchies.
Yeah, the catchies. We can talk about that as well.
The catchies end on Friday, and I'm going to post a story, the big person and the area kids that are up, and make sure you read that. I'll have that posted in about 15 minutes.
Perfect. Well, Steve, enjoy your auction time tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'll be
You're going to bid on something, right?
Oh,
Pizza Hut?
I'll have to wait.
Domino's?
I'll have to wait until things that aren't bid on.
Martinelli's?
Martinelli's.
You like Martinelli's.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And whenever they'll bring in our lunch, I have a feeling Steve will not eat a peanut butter sandwich that day.
Not that day.
He will not eat one that day. All right, so we will wrap up today's show. Again, remember, tomorrow we'll be on a little bit late because of the auction, but don't be afraid. We'll always be there. We're wrapping things up. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.